You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Looking forward to this conversation. We've been talking with this great organization, Brock Built Homes, on our show for a long, long time. So I always enjoy our conversations with them. But we're still celebrating our six-year anniversary of this great show. What a fun 6 years it's been.
Absolutely fun 6 years. And you know, Brock probably was on in our first year, so I'm assuming that Brock has probably been on every year or so since we started this show.
I have a feeling they have been a part of the show every all 6 years, and certainly in our inaugural year. So it's always good to have them. Let's get to it. In fact, we're joined today by Ilir Imirai. He is a marketing manager with Brock Built Homes. Ilir, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Well, it's great to have you, Ilir. I'm so grateful that you made time to join us. Appreciate it. I know you're awfully busy, so grateful for you for swinging by. Before we get into our conversation, obviously our audience is very familiar with Brock Built Homes, but take a quick minute and tell us a bit about what you guys are out there doing.
Well, Brock Built Homes is a home builder here in Atlanta, and we've been building homes for over 30 years. We are not just your typical home builder. We like to say that we don't build homes, we build communities, and that's what we are known for, really. Mm-hmm. We put enough thoughts on everything around it, not just your typical home, you know, but communities and areas around it. And we try to bring all of that element into whatever new community we develop.
Perfect.
So I know you're building in lots of areas around the Atlanta metro. Do you want to tell us a little bit about a few of the areas you build in and what kinds of projects you build there?
Yes. So we currently build in Woodstock, Marietta, Norcross, and of course, as you said, in Atlanta. We are kind of known as an in-town builder, so to speak, too. Actually, like Steve Brock, who is the CEO, the president of the company, been credited for altering the West Midtown, so to speak, the West Atlanta portion of it. You know,
absolutely, that is true. I've known Steve a long time, and I think back 20 years ago, and when he had his office down there, and how pioneering he was to be building in that area of town, and then his vision and seeing that vision come to life in that area is just really fascinating.
Exactly. So we do have quite some communities. But ever since, you know, from that time, we have expanded. You know, we have in Woodstock, our Oakers community. In Marietta is Manger. We have as well as Laura Creek, but that's probably about to be closed out. We have maybe one more property left.
Our listeners better hurry.
That's going to go fast. I was just going to say, any other communities that you specifically want to highlight? Tell us a little more details on.
Yes. So the community that we would like to talk about it, it's like you said, you know, in West Atlanta, we do build, but we also have a community that's coming up on East Atlanta. It's called Sylvester Circle. It's a little enclave, little neighborhood with like 16 homes, think of a single family, 16 homes.
Nice.
Yeah. If our listener are familiar with, it's kind of like a replica of Glen Eyre. We had it on the same area. So it's the same products like Glen Eyre. Another big community, we started it early this year, West Side Station. Well, we started before, but we really started like going vertical on that. West Side Station. Actually, tomorrow we do have a model home, town home release tomorrow.
Just tomorrow. That's very exciting.
Yeah. We hope it's going to be a huge event. We teamed up with Scofflon Beer. So we're going to have brews and, you know, we're going to invite customers and realtors and, you know, just...
Now, is that a townhome community or are there single families there as well?
We do have a single family in there too and townhome, but we're going to have two model homes in that neighborhood. The first one we're going to release is the townhome model home. And then a few months from now, probably we'll have the model, single family model as well.
And how many homes will be in that community when it's built out?
When it's built out, I believe will be somewhere around 100 plus.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's
the
pretty big community then.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So lots of opportunities in a great area.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. And I'm still thinking about that smaller enclave that you mentioned earlier of 16 homes. That has a real appeal to me. I like the intimacy of that. So I love that that's a big part of what you guys do as well. So very, very cool.
Yeah, and we do that quite some. You know, like we don't just go ahead and, you know, find this huge land where we, you know, where we kind of like trying to find this
a little nooks
and niches and like around the town and, you know, And another cool thing that Steve does in his vision is that we don't just go ahead and just tear everything apart, you know, but we kind of, when we go into these niche small places, we try to keep the original historical look that the neighborhood has, and we just like redevelop it and make it, you know, more up to date, so to speak.
I love that. All right. Ilir, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, I'm Ty Pennington, and I've been involved in the construction industry for a long time. And I can tell you this, the Jackson EMC Right Choice Home Program is in a class by itself. Every Right Choice home includes energy savings backed by two warranties, quality control built right into the home, added value for the life of the home. That's why a Right Choice home is the best choice for you. Visit JacksonEMC.com to learn more.
And we're back with Ilir Imarai, Marketing Manager with Brock Built Homes.
So Ilir, before the break, you were talking about, you know, keeping elements of communities the same. And I think that's something that Steve has done very well. And Adam's Vineyard in Norcross is a great example of that because it had a vineyard in the community already. And he kind of worked the vineyard in as a focal point in a green space area for that community.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. That's actually one of my favorite communities because it's just stunning. It's like picture perfect stunning. People love it, you know, to just to go and just to come and visit. So what Steve has done is this General Colonel John Adams Muscadine vines, which are known, they were known in the area. So instead of, like I was saying earlier, instead of us just going in and tearing it down,
leveling it,
we actually put that as a part of the neighborhood, you know. So now all the homes will face this common green space. It's about 8 acres. And each homes will have this view into the vineyards, you
That's
know,
really
and has
cool.
a fireplace, the wood fireplace right in the middle there too. I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's just nice. It gives you some sort of a sense of community versus just being in a cookie cutter house in a cookie cutter neighborhood with a cookie cutter amenity and nothing really special.
Well, you know what they say about Brock Built Homes? We build communities, not homes.
We build communities, not homes.
There you have it.
So I believe you just opened a model home recently at Adam's Vineyard.
Yes, we did. I'm not sure how long ago, but yeah. we did. It's an outstanding, designers did an outstanding work. We actually just did shot a commercial.
Ah, okay.
That it's airing on 11 Alive, our NBC local affiliate.
That's nice.
But it's not just we shot it in there too, but we had different companies that they love it so much that we have lent it to them to shoot different commercials and movies and...
Oh, that's nice.
And it's great. It has, you know, this, as soon as you walk in, it has this huge open floor feel to it, you know, it has it's like huge center island. It has master on a main and it's just, yeah, it has this huge fireplace that actually is made out of, with a Fox Mountain stone, which is Steve's own mountain. Then he gets the stone out.
That's nice. So it's kind of got Steve Brock's, you know, stamp, his signature on the actual.
Yeah, there's
house.
A custom design there. That's very cool. You know, thinking about the kind of communities that you're building, walkability has got to be such an important part of that, right?
And
talk about how that's such a focus of what you're doing.
Absolutely. Like, yes, actually, it's everything, you know, like everything we develop in with that thing in mind. Even if we, yes, we do. We are an in-town builder. So obviously, we do build this city neighborhoods where walkability, it's almost a must, you know. But even if you go like in our suburb areas, you know, like Norcross, it's walking distance to the Norcross Square. Mange, which is our Marietta, it's walking distance to Marietta Square. You know, same thing with Oakhurst, which is our Woodstock community, same thing. So we say that, you know, like, on this suburb area, you get this urban lifestyle in suburban settings.
Oh, I love that. Gosh, any other trends that you're eyeballing that we should be aware of?
The biggest trend that we are seeing nowadays is the home automation. You know, what that means is just we actually started it, putting it as a standard feature now for all of our homes with Amazon Alexa's today's, you know, people would like to just sort of connect all of these into, and just with a simple command, you can turn on the lights, you can turn on, you know, you open up your garage, your thermostats, your everything.
My house feels so antiquated.
You know, it's so funny. I mean, it's been intriguing. One of the joys of being on the show for 6 years is, you know, we did not talk about automation.
No.
Zero 6 years ago. And now it's almost becoming a standard feature, as you would probably expect from a Brock-built home.
It seems to be becoming very standard in Atlanta. We have some builders in other markets that have kind of tried it and had to pull back because they couldn't really find technicians to install it correctly, which I think is interesting, and that's definitely going to change.
Yep.
But you look at all the different cool technologies that are out there and how builders are implementing it, and you know, people just want it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It has some, like, some of the system we're trying out right now is actually, it senses your closeness, you know, if you have an app, so it senses your closeness to the house.
Mm-hmm.
So within certain distance to your house, you can set it up so it'll put your lights on.
Wow.
It sets up your preferred temperature, uh-huh. You know, so it's great.
I need one of those.
Mm-hmm. I know it's high tech, sounds like high tech. Why would you need that? But for instance, like, you know, setting up thermostats, you mm-hmm. don't want to heat up your house all day long.
No.
When nobody's home. But this way, like within certain time, senses start the temperature up. So,
no.
Helps with energy efficiency for sure.
It certainly does that. And, you know, this is your home. And, mm-hmm. and it would be nice when you get home for it to be the temperature that you want. You
right.
know, and not have to sit there and walk into a cold house and wait 15 minutes for the heat to file. So, I mean, no, we're all going to expect that. And that's just going to be a standard feature, I think, very, very soon.
What about promotions or incentives? Are you running any fourth quarter specials?
We always have some sort of promotions going on. I think a few of the neighborhoods do have mm-hmm. some, either like buyer incentives mm-hmm. or like some amounts towards the closing cost. I think if you as a listener and buyer, the best way is to go just to, you know, find the home in our, you know, that we build and just contact our sales agents and they will be more than happy to help you out with everything.
Excellent.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Ilir, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, should anyone have any questions of you or want to learn about any of these great homes and communities, where do they go?
The best place to go is brockbuild.com. We have redesigned the website. We're coming into a full year now, too. So we have made it that pretty much anything and everything you need to know about Brockbuild, it's right there, from floor plans to open inventories to anything you want to.
All right. Ilir Imarai, Marketing Manager with Brockbuild Homes. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure was ours. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of today's guest, Ilir Imarai, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for this week. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.